This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. TikTok, short videos, fiendishly addictive. It took just 5 years for TikTok to hit 1 billion users worldwide. One Google official this summer said 40% of 18 to 24-year-olds use TikTok instead of Google to search for example, where to go to lunch. TikTok social media rivals also want this audience. Here's Marketplace's Sabri Benishour with Sarah Fisher, a media reporter at the publication Axios.
So we know TikTok's growth is objectively massive, but can you give us a sense of how much of a threat TikTok has become to other big social media companies?
Yeah, so most social media companies make money on advertising, and in particular, they make money on what's called direct response advertising. And what TikTok has done masterfully is they've been able to build a really compelling user base, over 1 billion people worldwide, but also a really compelling pitch to direct response advertisers who are looking to sell stuff. And that started to create a really big competitive threat to companies like Snapchat, like Meta, who sell the same types of ads that TikTok does.
Mm. Other social media companies have been trying to compete, trying to keep up. Instagram had Reels. That kind of didn't go super well. YouTube is sharing more ad revenue. Are these efforts effective?
They're trying to be. Everyone's trying to create this type of TikTok magic. But the challenge that they're facing is they don't have a first comer's advantage. And really the thing to watch is it's not that they're necessarily competing with TikTok because they think TikTok is not going to be the dominant player forever. It's because there's so much regulatory pressure against TikTok. Realistically, there could be one day a challenge to their existence in the U.S. if regulators think that they continue to be a national security threat. And so what they're actually building is what could be the replacement.
Oh, wow. You know, we've been talking about this ongoing battle to attract users, but what exactly is at stake here in terms of revenue?
Sure. So the global advertising market is expected to hit about $1 trillion by 2025. And a majority of that is going to be digital ad revenue. Now, obviously, the United States is by far the biggest ad market in the entire world. And so to attract ad revenue there, they put a ton of money into marketing in this country. And ironically, they spent a lot of money marketing on their rival platforms. And so what's at stake? It's not just billions of dollars in ad revenue, but it's many billions of dollars, possibly trillions of dollars in market cap for the way that Wall Street values these companies based off of their ability to grow mobile ad revenue that TikTok is now starting to dominate.
Sarah Fisher is media reporter at Axios. Thank you so much.
Thank you.